It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled program, your Power Hour of Love with Charboil and El Bandito, to instead bring you a message from the Abstinence Committee. I am Colonel Ice, and this is the Podman.
Yes, this is Podman. I'm telling you, man, you don't want to be messing around with all that love, man. I'm telling you, you want to be all free and stuff like that, man. I'm telling you, none of the free, you got to be locked in, you got to be no love.
So I'm going to tell you now, I do not wish for you to be having sex or be having sexual relations with people. You cannot be doing this. We do not anymore want to hear from the Charboil and El Bandito. We have imprisoned them in sexual abstinence bracelets and chastity belts.
Yes, I know. I really like putting those on them, man. I'm telling you, man, it was so good with you. No love. Yeah.
No love. These are disgusting perverts who need to be imprisoned and they need to be kept away from the minds of the people.
Must be stopped, man. Pure bomberclot, man. Pure bomberclot.
Sex and love is forbidden. The only reason that you should be making any kind of sexual contact is for the procreation and betterment of your communist states.
Absolutely, man. I'm telling you, man. You guys just build the people on the ones that has to be all documented in all the ways. And I'm telling you, man, it is just no good.
That's right. You tell them, Podman. Tell them how bad the sex and the lovings can be for your family.
Oh, it's so bad, man. I'm telling you, I just got to go and put all those troubles into your mind and all these other things. And so many kids running around screaming. They want to go, oh, I want to go to the bathroom. I got to go eat. I got to do it. You don't need any of that stuff, man. You just need to be no love, man. No love.
Because that is what happens when you have unprotected sex and you go and you're having sexual contact and relations with people, that you end up with all sorts of stresses and responsibilities that you do not need.
Absolutely, man. I'm telling you that it's going, and these video bumble clap idiots on here every week always talking about stupid the ladies, man. You have to respect the ladies. Ladies then respect the mans, and you know, this is just terrible with the bumbles.
Yes, women are for procreation. They are not to be idolized, put on pedestals, or treated as sexual objects. They are instead to be used for the procreation of your family, the continuing of your genome, and the greatness of your brother country.
Let me tell you a little more about these over here, these little chastity belts that I designed myself, man. I'm telling you, man, these are very good, man. They kind of made a little, you know, it's all nice and silver and spikes and stuff. It's very nice.
Yes, and we have your Charboil and El Bandito. They are imprisoned, and they will no longer be able to get on this radio and pervert your ears and your minds with their disgusting talk of sex and sexual contact. Instead, we have come here on behalf of the Abstinence Committee to tell all of you people that you need to keep your respective genitalias to yourself.
Also, the music they always play, man, it just sucks, man. It just sucks to want it. No love with that. Yeah, it is always filled with love. It's always pure love, one love. I'm telling you, I cannot stand it no more. I brought my own music to play, and I think you're going to love it.
Yes, and we will play this music for you to soothe your loins and to keep you from wanting to have all the sexual contact with one another, because sexual contact leads to the transmission of diseases, to the destruction of your homestead and your your communist masters, and you should not let your democratic and perverted government, your republics, teach you that having all of this crazy wild sex and loving one another is the way to be. That is complete bullcrap. That is anarchy. And we are here to put a stop to it.
Absolutely, definitely, all this anarchy is just no good, man, no good. I'm telling you, they all have to preach the one love and all one love together, man. And the music, I hope they know that they can be hearing those. So this Bob Marley crap that everyone always stereotypes me. I am the anti-Rasta. I'm Podman all the way.
That's right. Podman is the anti-Rasta, and he has come to say down with one love. There is no one love.
No,
we are sick of love.
Sick of love. Sick and done. All love, it must be eradicated, and yes, it go right into the ocean, float out to the Caribbean, get roasted.
Exactly. We will get rid of your love. We will get rid of your power hour of love, and this is now the power hour of abstinence.
Absolutely, yes, and I love it. I love the abstinence, and I love this music that we're about to play.
Because if you're going to have all sorts of disgusting sexual relations, you will absolutely get diseases, and you will die.
Die, definitely, and that is definitely not love.
And if you're one of the lucky ones, perhaps you will just conceive unwanted children, and then get diseases and die.
Yes, because we know that these children, they're always carrying those diseases, man. I tell you, I went to the airport one time and I sat by a kid and you know, all these diseases got up in my dreadlocks and I'm just, you know, then my family got sick. It was just terrible.
Yes, you cannot have these sick children just wandering around your airports and your lands. No, you will have to have children that are taken care of and treated with all sorts of medical attention properly from the communist states. You know, we are here together to work for the betterment of mankind and not to have personal love for one another on an individual level. You must think of the good of your fellow man and keep it in your pants.
Absolutely in the pants. That's just the way that it has to be, man. I'm telling you, man. It's just the way it is. So let's go ahead and get on with the music, man. I'm telling you. I just want to hear it. I want them to be able to hear it down there in the cells, man. Now, let's just hit. Here we go. We got the Love Stinks.
We are back now. That was Bile with the song Love Stinks.
Now that was a great song, I'm telling you, man. I loved it. You know, I know we're not supposed to love, but I'm telling you, man, that it was, I love that Love Stinks, man, because I'm telling you, it does. It stinks. It almost stinks just as bad as, you know, some of these, like, stupid-ass hippies that come on down and they want to hang out there in Jamaica and you know, they want to come and spread their love down there, man. I'm telling you, I just don't want to deal with them bumbleclots, man. I'm telling you.
I completely understand what you're saying, Podman, because, you know, it's not okay to love individual people and to be having all sorts of free love and free spirit, but it is absolutely in every way okay to love this song, Love Stinks, because it completely embodies the message of the Abstinence Committee that all you will do is find pain and hardship when you are looking for these frivolous love affairs.
Absolutely love the name of that band, too, man. Bile, man. It just makes me think of the stuff that boils in my stomach every time I hear about love.
Absolutely. It makes you sick to your stomach when you hear about these stupid people who are like, oh, I was so in love with this girl and blah, 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 and she cheated on me with 7 other people and now I have all sorts of disgusting diseases. That is all that only ever comes from sex and things.
Yeah, so we definitely give Bile the thumbs up because, yes, love stinks, and it's our new anthem. We just named it that the Abstinence Committee will now be, an official theme song will be Love Stinks.
Yes, and we will play this all the time. We will play it again at the end of the show to close the hour.
Yeah, man, maybe we should just play that song for the whole hour, man.
You're right, Podman. That is what this audience deserves. They have been so brainwashed by Charboil and El Bandito and all of their love-related antics that we need to cleanse your mind from all of these disgusting and perverted theories. So from now on, for the rest of this hour, we will play the song Love Stinks. So here, for your listening enjoyment and to cleanse your mind, the song Love Stinks by Bile.
You son of a fuck.
Well, no, it's Chabu and El Bandito. How did you escape our chastity belts?
What do you mean, how do we escape your chastity belts? There is no chastity belt alive that El Bandito cannot get through.
I put those chastity belts on myself, man. Oh!
Get over here, you motherfuckers.
Hey, man, what is that? Oh, oh! No, not my dreadlocks, man.
You will come back or here. Let me just... I'll be back.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to The Power of Love, starring Charboil and...
El Bandito.
El Bandito. What the hell just happened?
You know, this Abstinence Committee has been sending us emails and videos and Facebook links and all this stuff over and over and over again. And, you know, I kind of just thought they were your typical, you know, not-so peoples, but it seemed like they actually seemed to be like kind of a threat.
Yeah, they actually sent these guys down here, man. These are full-on supervillains. You have this guy Podman over here and Mr. Cold or wait.
Yeah, what is his name? It says Ice. Colonel Ice. Oh.
Yeah, ice cold.
Yeah, Colonel Icy can kiss my ice. Get out of here.
There you go. Yeah, definitely.
No, man. Don't worry, everyone. We have got them safely under control, and we have given them over to a security guard, Will.
Yes, yeah, and he'll take care of them.
Yeah, we'll put him in a room somewhere right with Senor Chucky Bucks. So
absolutely. Wait, is Chucky Bucks here? He might have joined the Abstinence Committee.
I think he's like their spokesman. He's like a mascot for Abstinence because he's disgusting and no one wants to make beautiful loves to him.
You know it, man. And I mean, being that, you know, they subjected our listeners to, you know, such, you know, terrible things, we should definitely, you know, tell them about how bad Abstinence is.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, they're going to come in here and they're going to tell us all their wonderful message to, yeah, stay abstinent and down with love and everything like that. But hey, Charboil and El Bandito, we are all about spreading the love.
Definitely, El Bandito.
That is why we are here for you week after week, giving you all of the best love advice that the free radio can buy.
Absolutely. And only here on Podunk Radio.
So if you have a question, concern, or problem out there that revolves around love, feel free to send us an email at powerhourofloveatgmail.com or hit us up on Facebook. Send us an old-fashioned letter mail if you want. Or, you know, just if you see us in the street or you see Senor Boyle walking around 300 feet tall, just flag us down.
Absolutely. And, yeah, so what did you think about that track that they played while we were imprisoned?
You know, I have to say, I don't exactly super care much for the content of the lyrics, but the overall sound I really liked.
Absolutely, yeah. Biles from New York City. They've been around since like 1992.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they seem like they really had it together because, you know, as they were broadcasting the video throughout the compound, as we worked our way up from the dungeon up here back to the radio studio, you know, we could see some of the video, and boy, they had some sexy women in there.
No, that was true. I know. I practically had to drag you along or else I would have had to take out these guys myself.
Yeah, well, you know, Yeah, as much as El Bandito loves spending the time and to stare at the beautiful, beautiful women, I can't sit by and let them take away my radio programs, man, and take me away from all of the beautiful peoples out here who needs love advice from El Bandito.
Yeah, because you know they all have beautiful ears out there as they're listening in.
And I'm here for each and every one of their listening pleasures.
Like we said, we definitely have to apologize to the people for that little interruption. You know, we will have to talk to security guard Will about maybe putting some new locks on these doors and stuff. Maybe we get some new technology in here.
Yeah, you know, after Senor Chucky Bucks was floating around the outside of the building, and now we have supervillains breaking in here and taking over our show, we're definitely going to have to beef things up. I mean, as a matter of fact, we should probably move the studio down to the castle.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea, El Bandito. I'll do that as soon as we're done with the show.
Okay, good. We'll get that squared away then, and we won't have interruptions like this in the future. But considering that we did, and we absolutely apologize for letting all of you beautiful peoples be subjected to this nonsensical rant from these people, we will go ahead and take a few minutes to discuss to you the pros and cons of abstinence, and more so the pros of being like, getting it on.
There's actual pros to abstinence?
Yeah, there are some pros to it, you know, like, you know, really ugly people, they seem to be kind of a pro at being abstinent, you know, or like kind of stupid people, you know, or people under 5'4", you know, they seem to, well, men's mostly. I mean, women's under 5'4" are cool. They call those spinners, and sometimes if they get under 4'6", they're micro spin. But anyways, that's a whole other subject. But for now, we would like to tell you people that, yes, you know, if you're looking to be abstinent and you want to save yourself or your marriages or your things like this, hey, that's all well and good. That's a pro for you because it's your belief and it's something special you keep for yourself. But there is no point in going out there and shaming all the beautiful people who love making love, you know, and expressing their love with all of the beautiful peoples and choices and different flavors of the world. But what you should concern yourself with is being safe when you're having all of your freedom and love and expressions.
Definitely, El Bandito, you know. It's always good to hear both sides of the coin.
Absolutely. You know, so you want to have safe sex, you know, always pull out, you know, and things like this.
Oh, definitely, El Bandito, or else, you know, you'd have a bunch of little banditos running around.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't like 3 or 4 more El Banditos out there?
Well, just so you know, there's no such thing as little boils.
So, yes, if you want to go out there and express your freedom of love, which we certainly encourage.
Absolutely. You know,
make sure to keep yourself safe, take the proper precautions and things like this. And if you run into any troubles or any snags, feel free to call the Power Hour of Love, and we'll be able to discuss with you all of the things that Senor Boyle has to do to keep control of his afflictions and things that he's gotten from his wild and nefarious sexes.
Oh, there's definitely been lots of wild and definitely nefariouses. But yes, yeah, there's been lots of good times had. But yeah, you know, you gotta play it safe like the Boyle.
Absolutely. So yeah, make sure you keep everything on the up and up, and you know,
get checked.
Absolutely. Keep yourself safe, keep your partners safe. You know, if you choose to be abstinent, great. If you don't, hey, even better. Come and see Charboil and El Bandito. If you're one of those people that says, I do not need to be abstinent, I want to taste all the flavors of life, then you have two delicious flavors right here waiting for you.
Absolutely, man. That sounds great. And you know what? I think I got to, you know, we gotta get the music going here and more in our favor. I got a new track here by the Church Girls. They just have a new EP that came out this week.
Oh, so we got a little something to put them right in the mood.
Here we go. This is Church Girls with High Five. Got nothing to lose this time. At the bottom of the bottle and I'm feeling fine. This is self-destruction. Drinking you can't function. It's party time and we're all gonna die. Give me another drink. On the bathroom thing. Oh, you wanna judge me too? We all know what heartache can do. Just trying to pass the time. Another shot and a rip.
the grades are broken and blind. Night after night until these images fade. As the drumming starts of you, another body will have to tell. My only friends are frozen and blind. Night after night until these images fade. As the drumming starts of you, another body will have to tell. I've got nothing left to say. I've got nothing left to do. Body till I fucking die. To kill the memories of you. I've got nothing left to say. I've got nothing left to do. Body till I fucking die. To kill the memories of you.
Ooh, that was the sweet sounds of Natasha, lead singer for the Church Girls, and their newest song, High Five.
Oh, man, I love giving people high fives.
Absolutely. I would love to give Natasha a high five.
Next time we see you, you should definitely try that, man.
Oh, I don't know. She's so beautiful and intimidating.
Well, I got to tell you, they've got a whole new EP out that just got released on May 1st, titled 2016.
Oh, that's good then. You'll never forget when it came out.
Absolutely. It's 7 tracks and it's available on Bandcamp.
Ooh, so we'll go ahead and we'll post a link to that on our Facebook and give all of the fans an opportunity to get out there and get more of the Church Girls. Because if there's one thing you can never get enough of, it's Church Girls.
You know it, man. So El Bandito, you know. So we've disposed of those villains, but I got to tell you a little bit about this test that I took recently.
Oh, yeah? What you do?
Yeah, it was the superhero interim test, otherwise known as the SHIT.
Oh, the shit test.
Exactly, man.
Oh, God, I hate that they make us take that.
I know. For the listeners that don't know, you know, we did this shit test, or the SHIT, is our superhero renewal license test that you have to take every couple of years. Like, I know El Bandito took it a few mm-hmm. years back, and he passed with flying colors. But I got to tell you, man, I didn't do so well.
No? Okay, see, now, I know that every time I go, they always have a lot of those really tricky questions about, like, okay, you know, how do you fill out your liability forms for different things, like, you know, accidents when you're superheroing and things that you destroy and that you break. And
That happens a lot, yeah.
I keep telling you that you need to go ahead and drop the money on one of those superhero accountants so that they can keep track of all this for you, you know, but you like to try to do that yourself, and yeah. I am not surprised that they caught up with you.
I hate paying those guys, but, I think you're right. I might just have to shell out the dough because I've got, like, another 2 weeks before, mm-hmm. like, my renewal's back up again, or mm-hmm. else I might actually become a registered anti-hero.
Oh, no, you can't let yourself become an anti-hero.
I know, it's so bad. I mean, next thing you know, they'll be making R-rated movies about me.
Yeah, and then you'll be all, like, brooding and dark all the time and, like, borings.
Absolutely, man.
And then you'll have to, like, you know, you'll have to change out your outfit and make it all, like, dark colored and things.
Yeah, well, I mean, I usually go for the black shirt, but, yeah, you know, the blue jeans and stuff are kind of, like, my usual attire. But you're right, yeah, it'd be like, dark blue jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll get you some dark blue jeans and they'll probably, like, bedazzle them or something, you know, to make you.
Yeah, try and make me appeal, make me little action figures. I don't know. I always wanted an action figure. Maybe I should let this thing ride out.
No, I don't think that would be any good because, you know, then they would, by de facto, every time I try to join you in something, you know, like, yes, I have the red and the black and it's very dark to begin with, but, you know, they're going to take away my beautiful crimson red colors. They're going to be giving me some of those maroon burgundy things that exactly. look like an old bottle yep. of wine.
Well, I got to tell you, El Bandito, I'm glad that, you know, we're not part of a superhero team because mm-hmm. teams are rated on a completely different level. And being that this test is so difficult because, you know, I only want certain individuals to be superheroes,
mm-hmm.
it sometimes causes the, you know, the superhero teams to break up or cause, like, civil war in between them.
Oh, man, that would not be good. Yeah, if we were on a team and they split us up where, you know, you couldn't even become an anti-hero and they maybe made you like a villains or something like this.
Exactly,
then
exactly.
We would come to odds all the time because I can't just let you go stomping around the city. But then again, if you're like 300 foot tall, what do they expect me to do about it? I'm going to stab you in the foot with my sword.
You're going to go get the Bandito jet.
Yeah, I'm going to be cutting your hangnails off. What do they want from me?
Well, you know, speaking of civil war, you know, like hitting the theater soon is that new Captain America movie. You know, Captain America, he's kind of a goody little two-shoes.
Hey, now, don't be talking about Steve.
I, you know, there's just something about those guys named Steve. ass.
Okay, so maybe okay. Now, wait, for anyone in Alaska, we don't want you thinking we're talking about you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
a different Steve. Steve.
That Steve goes by a completely different name, too. Yes. So, yeah, definitely.
He has his own superhero name.
Yes, yeah, but we being so, that he's in Alaska, though, it kind of goes along with almost, it's so close to Canada, it kind of like merges in with those laws. So, you know.
So, you get a pass in Canada.
Okay,
so.
Sorry.
But, yes, the new movie's coming out this weekend. And Captain America seems to be going at odds with the rest of the superhero community.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know he's got some of his guys that are going to stick by him, like Falcon and a few of the other characters. But actually, I just wanted to talk about El Bandito. Like, who are you siding with? Are you siding with Iron Man or are you siding with Captain America?
You know, I know a lot of people out there are absolutely in love with Iron Man. You know, Tony Stark is a wonderful visionary and things like this. And, you know, he really has he always seems to have his eye on the future and then the tide's turning. So when something like this comes up, you can really see his point. You know, he is a very smart man. He's very, very genius level wise and, you know, experienced in things. But, you know, when it comes to that all American spirit, I can disagree with Captain.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, being that this is like a fictional cinematic universe, you know, they don't have the, you know, the U.S. superhero act, like we have to follow along with this shit test. their universe is, it's cinematic. I mean, in the movie, if it's anything like the comic books that were written, you know, it's going to be that, you know, that they try to enforce some sort of like superhero act, which of course.
Right, you know, right. Oh, yes, I see what you're saying, because like in the comic books and things that are based off their real life adventures, they have all of this bullcrap about this registration thing. Absolutely. When in real life, it's not really a big issue.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like Senior Boyle was saying, you know, you get registered in your different category of superhero, villain, whatever. And then you have to pay different fees and oversight things to the government. Yeah. It's a lot of times like when you get married and you change your name and now you have a different status. So you're in a different tax bracket. It's kind of the same thing.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So who do you side with? You kind of gave some pros of both sides, but who would you say you'd back in the Civil War?
I couldn't stand against the Captain, man.
Oh, so you're going with Captain America.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I'll have to tell you, man. I mean, you know, Cap USA, that's always good. But Tony Stark has a lot of money, and I like money. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say that I would go with Team Tony Stark. But, you know, I've been, you know, I kind of almost, you know, that's cool that we both are kind of on opposite sides. But let's throw something else into the mix.
Okay.
Something really big about this movie is that they're introducing Spider-Man into the cinematic universe over there at Marvel.
Yeah.
So, if it's anything like the comics, he kind of became his own little kind of almost subdivision. So introducing Spider-Man, like, would you still side with Captain or would you switch over to Spider-Man?
Well, in the comic books, Tony Stark had built an iron suit for Spider-Man.
This is true. This is true.
And he originally unmasked himself and registered on behest of Tony.
This is true.
And then later came to regret the decision when the Kingpin put a hit out on Peter Parker and all of his families and things.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
which did cause him to reverse his decision, don his black costume, and side with Captain America.
That's true. So I guess, it's a win-win if you side with Spider-Man, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can certainly say, well, you get to play on both teams if you're Spider-Man's.
Yeah, which I'm sure they're going to re-replicate in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, as much as El Bandito is a proponent of free loves, you know, I tend to stick to one team more than playing both. So I would stick with Captain America because that's where Spider-Man is ultimately going to end up. So,
one quick question, not to get personal here, but like, did you ever tell Peter about that time you spent with Mary Jane?
So moving right along. No, but
moving on.
What we would like to know is what all of you listeners think, you know?
Absolutely.
And we don't want you posting on Saturday after you saw the movie and things like that. No, it is Thursday night. It's 10 p.m. Post your results now. Tell us who you're siding with now. Before you know anything about the movies, before you know anything about their plight, their decisions, what they go through, tell us who, just based on you know, who you see them siding with, Captain America, Falcon, all them, Iron Man, you know, and Spider-Man, you know, seem like they're on the same team. Like, who do you want to get behind? Do you want to get behind Captain America, or do you want to get behind Tony Stark? And I phrase that really poorly, okay? Maybe let's not get behind them, but, you know, stand behind them. So.
Awesome.
I mean, maybe some of you want to get behind him, and there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, just whichever you prefer.
Absolutely. And going off with that, man, we have a track here by Kabuto the Python featuring Random called Easy Mode.
People been waiting. It's about goddamn time. Yo. Yeah. We about to show you how to play it, man. Your boy KDP and Mega Ran. Beat the remix, shit is coming full circuit.
I'm about to merge it. Yeah. Let's go. Since I was half of the man that I am, I dreamed of stacking a grand, each flash of the pan. Rappers that never matched the plan. And back in the van, my product rapped in cellophane. Raps letter main, breeze cracking weather veins. Think I was supposed to rot in a cell, a docker prevail before Oprah, Barack, and Michelle. Then my college advisor said, life ain't gotta try to surprise ya. No time to let astrology guide ya. So I'm in overdrive, underrated but overjoyed. Understatement of the year, I tell them no soldier boy. Stay crisp like super dope kicks. My mix on point like a super school. Six. Used to move with the crooks till it gave me the stupidest looks. No image, net music, a good aggressor. Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Rubbers don't read, so I put my jewels in the books. I'm hard, Lennox and Belly. Put it in your mouth at the barbecue. Shout out to Akinelli. And what? People's in the place, stand up, hands up. Make it move like you're under a hand truck. My people's is diesel, my seat should be illegal. I come out scot-free, just like the Alien sequels. Get it? No Ridley, so sickly. Affiliates worth 50 bucks, more diddly. Put a penny in the pot if you're feeling this. Open source liver says I'm ultra clenched strong. I put on a python, an icon blowing like a pipe bomb. And yo, grind up and like mine. Focus daily, word to the far right. Can't believe they chose me of all guys. They always had a smart comment when I walk by. Now they smile when I stunt like the fall guy. A beat and a verse for a salary. Reverse the polarity and curse the mentality. Spit a verse to make the earth crack. Remember the feeling, you never get the first back. Last piece of the puzzle, knee deep in the struggle. We keep them befuddled, hit them to the speaker below. Bring it forward and back, stay scored to the track. When you got audible crack, they begging for an easy mode.
Yo, it's Kabuto plus random beats. Spits leaving cats shook like we brandish heat. You don't understand this rap shit, man and Pete. How my Timberlands are stomping on your sandal feet. Y'all begging for more, like the freeze be ample. When K to BC, flip the DC sample. Like a hamburger patty or a TV channel. I'm a deity and y'all are just some teensy mammals. And I got kung fu that craps on Naruto. Maximum action, Captain Kabuto. When trouble strikes, I don't stay in my room. No, I'm out solving hella crimes, David Caruso. Hella punks get their headpiece smashed or smacked. I got a weird voice and a creepy mask, Rorschach. I'm bulletproof, you might as well brandish a stick. My partner's Mega Ran and he handles his shit. Yo, y'all are mad bitchy, getting clipped when you act silly. I'm spamming on your Facebook, tips for a flat belly. My true bars hit you with the sickening smack. Ready, your neck bearded, sticky keyboard and your mad smelly. You probably play StarCraft, Zerg Rush Kiki. I will shit on you small dogs, turd crush Fifi. Please don't rap, you are a nerd plus creepy. And we listen to your bars and they hurt us deeply.
The last piece of the puzzle, knee deep in the struggle. We keep them befuddled, hit them to the speaker below. Bring it forward and back, stay scored to the track. With that audible crack, they begging for an easy mode. Knee deep in the struggle, we keep them befuddled. Hit them to the speaker blow. Bring it forward and back, stay scorched to the track. With that audible crack, they begging for an easy mode. Oh.
That was Easy Mode by Kabuto the Python and Megarand.
Oh, man. Kabuto the Python and Megarand? Now, that's a superhero team-up right there.
Absolutely. There's no easy mode for them. Everything they do is just killing it 110%.
Oh, you know it, man. Yeah, that was a great track. What'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. You know, I love the way they turn a phrase, you know, they really work in all of these little... I think my favorite part of the whole thing was escaping... You know, with no Scott, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about with no Ridley Scott, like mm-hmm. for with the Alien sequels? Yeah, that was pretty cool. I figured you'd like that part, Albanita.
Oh, yeah. And that was Megaran throwing that down. And
you know it.
Whenever we go to events and we see him perform live, he always does this fantastic feat where he has the audience just hold up all sorts of random objects.
Yes.
And he freestyles an entire rap about every little random object that people are holding up, and he just goes through the crowd one at a time. Oh, and your Master Chief helmet, and your, yeah. you know, Iron Man wallet, and
exactly.
you know, your Yamagachi toy thing or whatever. you know, just and he knows all of it. He's always, yep. he's fantastic, you know. And Kabuto always comes out in his Guy Fox mask.
Yes, and with he's sunglasses. Like, yep.
Yeah, he's the anonymous rapper out there just killing the beats. You know,
oh, you
so
know it, man.
He doesn't want to go to prison. So,
and also, but yeah, because he's killing it so hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you
see,
know,
see, I turn a phrase too. That's good.
You got it, man. That was great. Yeah, and you know what else is cool is Megaran used to be a school teacher.
Oh yeah, and this week is Teacher Appreciation Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was earlier this week. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. I'm sure Megaran got a lot of messages from his former students thanking him for being so awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanking him for going out there and just, you know, dropping the beats like no one's business and keeping the Capcom dream alive.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, he's actually one of the first artists officially licensed by Capcom.
And that's where he gets the name Megaran.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do we got any more good stuff in there?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I was just thinking all of that, you know, all of that exciting rap, it got me right back to last week when we were listening to some Word Burglar. We got any more Word Burglar lying around?
Oh, we do. We got Word Burglar here with Narc High Score.
Do it, Bergie.
Attention, Narc 1. Oh, no, the knife, man.
5-1-1 in progress. Let's go.
Let me take you on an 8-bit trip into a past life so vivid, feels like it was last night. 5 buttons, 2 hands, 1 choice, the red or the blue man. And let me tell you, these guys were gristled, so skilled they could jump and fire missiles. It was the 90s, I was the perfect target for Narc, a somewhat obscure cartridge. Spent the summer perfecting my thumb muscles on a steady diet of lime pop and some Ruffles. The combo that take me to the top of cleaning up the streets with 2 insane cops. Wage a war on drugs, I'll see you bet, with the right amount of chip, grease, and sweat. 1 TV set and a goal to die for. Get the first Narc Nintendo Power High Score.
I was into video games, and in the darkness, I'm heartless, letting the narcs hit. I was into video games, and in the darkness, I'm heartless, letting the narcs hit.
It's all true, tell your friends, yo.
I was into video games.
I'm not a narc, I just played one on Nintendo.
And in the darkness, I'm heartless, letting the
Nintendo Power was the Bible for video games. And if you got a high score, it listed your name. Infinite fame awaited, all I had to do was blow up some drug dealers with bazookas. It's true, cuz I made a plan. Stop playing Final Fantasy, Mega Man, Metroid, Castlevania, Contra, and committed to confiscating contraband. Driving a Porsche, getting caught up in the fringes, gunning down hustlers, dodging syringes. The mission and task, dude, was to blast through pushers and pimps who were trying to flash you. Who approved this for kids? Take a guess. Grand Theft Auto on NES, but yes, 929,900. I won it, not too shabby for one kid.
I was into video games, and in the darkness, I'm heartless, like when the narcs hit. I was into video games, when the narcs hit. When the narcs hit. I was into video games, and in the darkness, I'm heartless, like when the narcs hit. I was into video games, and in the darkness, I'm heartless, like when the narcs hit.
I had the Narc High Score, now I had to capture it. Lights out, no flash, how you had to snap a pic. Used my mom's cam, it wasn't digital. Had to take pictures until the film was full. Got it developed at the Shoppers Drug Mart. 3 days to get them back, that was a tough part. 24 photos for all my troubles, only one turned out.
Glad I got doubles off to the judges. Popped it in the mail with a wish and a prayer. My envelope wouldn't fail. Then waited, was my mission in vain? Months and months passed till that issue came. Then there it was, SJ from Halifax. Still got a copy to give my pals a laugh. And if I do nothing else, at least they can remember me. On page 77, volume 23. No internet, message boards or blogs. Rockets blew up everything except dogs. And most kids didn't know what the game was. But if they could read, they might know what my name was.
And in the darkness, I'm heartless like when an auction.
I had the narc high score.
I was into video games.
For 1 month.
That was Narc High Score by Word Burglar.
Man, I'm telling you, every time we play Bergie on here, it kills it.
Oh, yes. That is why they call him the Word Burglar, because with his words, he steals my heart.
Hey, man, have you heard about what Bergie's doing lately?
Oh, do you mean that he is making an 8-bit style video to go with his Narc High Score song?
You got it, man. But he needs our help.
Oh, okay. Well, what can we do to help? Does he need us to beat up some bad guys?
Oh, man, he might need us to do that in his video. But actually, he's selling these Narc High Score t-shirts online.
Oh, so he needs help raising a little bit of money.
Yeah, but what's cool about it is that you can get the shirt in either red or blue, which is matching up to the characters in the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, look, I'm looking here at the photos here. Oh, so these are like limited edition t-shirts.
Exactly, exactly. You got to get them now between now and May 11th.
Nice. Ooh, and look, they're even a pretty reasonable price.
Definitely. You should definitely go check it out. Also, if you purchase a shirt between now and then, you'll actually get added to the high score list in the video.
That's awesome. Then you can be immortalized.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. He's, you know, Word Burglar, he's innovative with the raps, and he's also innovative with his entertainment here, like we were talking about with the music video being an 8-bit style video and, you know, putting in this cool thing for the fans.
Yeah, he's absolutely innovative with his promotions too, you know, to be able to try to garner money, but also by giving us all of a great product to have. You know, it's a great t-shirt. It's reasonably priced. It's not like, you know, $50 or something. It's like $20.
Exactly.
You know? And they even have like ladies shirts. You know, a lot of places they only have those unisex shirts and things, but now they have shirts that you could wrap your sexy woman's in.
Absolutely, El Bandito. So yeah, get the ladies down there. Everyone should go on down there and, you know, throw Bergie some bucks and get a cool t-shirt and your name added to a music video. That's pretty cool.
You can beat it, guys. So get out there and let's show some love.
Moving on, El Bandito. It looks like we got some cool events that we're going to talk about.
So let's go ahead and get into our events for the next few weeks. First up, on May 6th, we have Earn, Dead Between the Walls, and the Virginia Rose Band. They're going to be playing at the Stillery down in Stuart.
Oh, the Stillery. I fucking love the Stillery.
Yeah, that was where they had that reunite show a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's such a great place, man. You know, the three bars and mm-hmm. the food and all that good stuff. I'm really looking forward to seeing what else they do there this year.
Yeah, the decor is very lovely. It's very personable. It's nice to go and have a nice date there or something. You know, these beautiful couches and these beautiful all-wood bars on the inside. It's really nice. So, but now they're going to have some live music. The three bands we mentioned, Earn, Dead Between the Walls, and the Virginia Rose Band, they're all going to be playing on the same night, May 6th, and it's only $5 to go and to see all three bands.
Oh, that's pretty awesome, man. And those are all pretty good metal bands. I know Earn's out of Orlando, and Dead Between the Walls and Virginia Rose Band, I believe, are more down here in South Florida. But yeah, it sounds like a really good time, especially, yeah, for only $5.
Yeah, so make sure to go out there and check it out. And if for whatever reason you have some bullcrap thing, like maybe you're going to see Civil War that night, and you can't make it out, on the next night, on May 7th, you have a second chance to catch out a cool show at the Stillery.
Oh, the Stillery's hosting another show? Double whammy, just like Reunite Weekend.
Absolutely. They're just beating up the weekend down there.
Yes. So what's going on Saturday?
Well, on Saturday, May 7th, they're going to have Minus Turmoil and Odyssey.
Oh, that sounds really cool. That's much more of a reggae rock kind of feel. So I think that would be a little more chill than the Friday night metal show. But, you know, everybody, hey, people like all kinds of music.
Yeah, so pick your poison for the weekend and just get on down to the distillery either Friday, May 6th or Saturday, May 7th. On Friday, it's $5 at the door. On Saturday, you know, it's the weekend, so it's a few dollars more, $7. But still, you're going to get into this great venue. You're going to see some great bands. You're going to have a lovely, romantic time. So we'll see you beautiful people there.
Oh, absolutely, El Bandito. For $12 for a whole weekend of good music and good fun down at the distillery, you can't beat that price.
Oh, seriously. Most of the time you go to the movie theater and you pay $12 to see a terrible movie that's only an hour and a half.
Absolutely. You have a whole night of rocking and, you know, bring a couple of bucks, you know, definitely to get a good little beverage at the bar or maybe some good food from the distillery kitchen.
Yeah, they have some great drinks and some great food there. Go down and say hi to Bobby for us.
Oh, Bobby's the man. Well, about a week later, we have Sunday Fun Day at Terra Famada, featuring Deal James Smoking Section, The Humdingers, and more. Food trucks and vendors, including Big Dog Comics, will be at Sunday Funday. The entry is free, but donations are definitely accepted.
And at the end of that week, on Friday, May 20th, the Ignite Pro Wrestling is back.
Oh, Ignite Pro, we went there last time. That was a great time.
That absolutely was. We had to go down there and support our Lucha World Order.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it. So who's going to be there this time, El Bandito?
Well, this time, they're going to be featuring Mr. 450 that we saw last time.
Oh, that was awesome to see that 450 splash that he did.
Yeah, you hardly ever get to see a 450, let alone see a 450 splash live in person from a Super Saiyan. That's how he is. He comes out all dressed like a Super Saiyan. It's awesome.
Yep, straight from Puerto Rico.
Now, but they also do have an extra special couple of treats this week that I just can't even wait to announce.
Oh, what's going on?
They have got TNT.
Oh, who is that?
TNT are Devon Dudley's sons, a tag team. They are coming to Fort Pierce to kick some ass.
Devon Dudley, like as in the Dudley Boys who are currently on like WWE?
That's the one.
Wow, that's really cool. I didn't even realize he had sons that wrestled, but that's cool that I'm looking them up right here. Oh, they're actually twins, and their first names start with T's, so that's why it's TNT. Makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, most people don't realize that, you know, he has a tag team pair of sons like this. You know, most of his opponents and things don't know that, but that's because they're concussed from going through tables.
That's going to be so cool, man. I can't wait to see what they have to offer.
Yeah, so that is a super special treat for anyone who's a big wrestling fan, you know, that you know that they're just going to pop off and be super huge here in the next few years. So to see them in a small market like this and really get to see them up close, that's a treat. So get down there and see it. But if that's not enough, get this.
What's that?
They also have former NXT member Martin Stone.
Oh, cool, man. You know, that NXT is really getting popular. They film a lot of it up there in Orlando. And, you know, it's a developmental territory for the WWE. So the guys and the ladies that are in NXT sometimes end up on mainstream WWE TV. And they, you know, it's kind of cool to see them kind of go through the lower card and then become like superstars.
Yeah, they have to go through their paces to come up to the big leagues, you know?
Absolutely, man. So that's
guess what? There's more.
Well, what else can they fit into this awesome night?
I know, right? You have Mr. 450, you have TNT, you have Martin Stone. But just to cap it all off, they have former NWA champion Cahagas.
Oh, Cahagas? Man, we saw this guy way back in the day at the Civic Center. That's the guy, remember, with the Singapore cane and stuff? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he definitely can tear it up.
So all of those amazing things, one night only, Friday, May 20th at the Fort Pierce National Guard Armory, and it's only $10 at the door. Bell starts at 7. We will see you there.
Awesome. Okay, that wraps up the events for this week. AL Bandito, I have some news that's just breaking through.
Oh, okay. What have you got?
Well, it's just been announced this past week that Micah from the Vero Beach band Spicoli is leaving town, so that they're actually going to, you know, close up shop on the Spicoli front.
Oh, so the Spicoli band is breaking up?
I don't know if I'd call it a breakup, more of like a hiatus probably, but... you know, yeah, they're definitely not going to be playing any more shows as Spicoli in the near future. But it sounds like Alton and the rest of the guys still want to continue performing, but most likely they'll pick a new name. Spicoli was their group back in the 90s, but then they broke up then, but then they reformed in 2010 and have been bringing those shows to us that we've seen over the past few years, such as playing at the Reunite After Party. But it sounds like that they're finished for now.
Well, it's always a shame to see a wonderful band like them, you know, are going to be not performing anymore. But, you know, we wish them all the best, and, you know, we hope they can form into a new kind of group, and we wish Micah the best on whatever his journeys and paths are going to take him. And, you know, we just wanted to take a moment then to thank Spicoli for all the entertainment and things that they have brought us over the years, and for all the wonderful shows that we've been to and seen them. And, you know, as a kind of our personal thank you to you guys, let's go ahead and let's cue up some Spicoli, huh? One last goodbye for them.
Here's Spicoli with Guilty Conscience.
Well, that was Guilty Conscience by Spicoli.
Definitely, man. What a great song. Now, I did hear recently that they were trying to record one of their last rehearsals before Micah headed out of town. So who knows? We might actually hear some new Spicoli before long.
Oh, they'll end up being like Tupac. You know, every 2 years a new song comes out.
You know it, man. Well, I know he's still going to live here in Florida. So there's still a likelihood for a Spicoli reunion at some point.
Well, that's great. Well, we can't wait to hopefully see that in the future. And, you know, again, we just want to thank them for all the memories they've given us so far and for all their hard work, and wish them best on wherever their journeys take them.
Absolutely. And what a better way to wrap up the night, man. You know, just sending it off to Spicoli and hoping all the fans enjoyed the show tonight, that we dealt with those evil supervillains early on.
Oh, yes. You know, we have kicked out the abstinence committee. We want everyone to know that we support love. We support the love from you fans, the love we get from you, the love we'd like to give to you. We support the fact that you can go out there and make your freedoms of choices so that you can have sex and beautiful loves with all sorts of peoples. And I support Captain America and hope he has a great battle and wins the day this weekend.
We'll see what happens. Spider-Man with the mix. I don't know, man. We'll have to see what's up.
Oh, maybe we'll have our own little civil war over this.
Yeah, well, no. See, I'm telling you, that's what the SHIT does to people. Hey, speaking of which, I don't know if I can see that movie. I need to get to training. All right, El Bandito, I got to get out of here.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hit us up at powerhourofloveatgmail.com or on Facebook with all of your love and beautiful questions. And we will be here for you every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Understand, things were going so great, but what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you, it's me.
Listen, I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.